Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah. Allah Ta'ala, with His blessings and His mercy, on the night of Jummah, He has given us the tawfiq, the capability to do His dhikr, but today is an extra mercy of Allah Ta'ala that He has seated us down in dhikr. And today, the night of Jummah, this majlis, this gathering that Allah Ta'ala has bestowed to us, the more we are grateful, it is not enough. The more we are grateful, it is not enough. Because this majlis of tonight, it is different from the other majalis throughout the year. Tonight, this majlis, it is the first night of Jummah in the month of Rajab. Subhanallah. Alhamdulillah. Rajab is a very azim month. Very azim month. And it invites to another great month. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this month has kept a lot of barakat. There are many hadith with regards to the fadilat, the virtues of this month of Rajab. And the Sahaba Ikram used to pay proper attention to this month. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself praised this month of Rajab. This month, in the hadith, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated that there are 4 months that are the sacred months in the whole year: Dhul Qadah, Dhul Hijjah, Muharram. And this month's name was mentioned in a unique way. And the Prophet ﷺ said that there is a month which is between Shaban and Jamadu Thani. So they didn't name it the month. So the Prophet ﷺ loved this month. So Allah Ta'ala, in the beginning of Rajab, in the first night of Jummah in Rajab, today, tonight, this is the third or fourth of Rajab has started. Allah Ta'ala has given us all the capability, tawfiq, and there's a very famous dua of this month. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam stated time and time again that when Rajab and Shaban, if Allah Ta'ala gives us the opportunity of these months, that Allah give us the benefit of these of this month and of Shaban and deliver us into Ramadan. So this is a hadith of the Prophet ﷺ. Imagine the amount of barakat and blessings in this month. So we should be very grateful to Allah that Allah Ta'ala has taken us into this month, given us the tawfiq to do dhikr in this month. Let's pray that Allah Ta'ala gives, due to the blessings of this month and due to the majlis of tonight, the barakah, the blessings, may Allah Ta'ala with ease and goodness take us into Ramadan. And the second special thing that is apparent is this night of Jummah as well. This itself is not a minor thing, the night of Jummah. The virtues we hear, we speak about, we read about. So there are two nights together merged, fantastic, night of Rajab and the night of Jummah. And the night of Jummah, there are many hadith, but there's one hadith that states that that individual who on the night of Jummah, on the day of Jummah, starts the preparation from Maghrib, the night before, in other words, from today. 24 hours are given that from this evening, today, Thursday evening, which is the night of Jummah, until tomorrow evening, Friday evening, we say Subhanallah, Subhanallah. How many hours are there? 24 hours. They are so valuable, these 24 hours, that don't look at every day being the same, the sun's rising, the same dunya's running around. No. These cycles, these things are hidden within the cycles, and they're behind the veil. We don't know what's happening. Really, it's what's happening behind the screen, not what we can see in front of the screen. To realize that, there's only one method, that the hadith that the Prophet ﷺ has told us, those are the real, genuine jewels of the world. Otherwise, in front of us, wake up, get up, run around. But we should look at these things, apparent things of the world. Today, look at what day is it today? What day, what time is it today? What hour is it now? Don't look at all the calendars and the people and what's happening. The dates, no. The sun rising up or light or dark or it's raining today. People say, oh, it's raining today or it's snowing today. This is the forecast today. This will happen, that will happen. Don't look at these things, material things. Look at what did Rasulullah say, that what's happening now. What did Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? Like we're sat here now, all of us. Yeah? We're all sat here, masjid, we sit every day, we come, go. No. Look at what? That right this moment, what's happening? Say subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. Ask yourselves, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what did he say? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what did you tell us? What's happening? We're sitting here. Is this that like we were sitting yesterday or 30 minutes ago we were sitting? It looks like it's the same. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, no, no, let me tell you what's happening now. I'll tell you what's happening right now. What's happening now is that you people are sitting on all four sides. Allah's special angels have spread their wings and are covering you right now. So everything's changed now. The tables have turned. Allahu Akbar. So we should have yaqeen on these words of the Prophet ﷺ or what we see outside. We have yaqeen in what Rasulullah ﷺ is saying. So we should go distant from what we can see. It's not the masjid anymore now. Normal. It's not that day, normal day anymore. It's not the normal date. It's not the normal hour. Allah's Nabi, what he said is what? That now what's happening, I'll sketch it for you, explain to you what's happening with you. From all four sides around you, the angels have surrounded you. They've surrounded you, the angels. Why have they surrounded you? Subhanallah, for this reason, that these people, Allah says, surround them with the rahmah, with the mercy. And subhanAllah, this is a special select servants of Allah. Who are these people? They are such great angels who are doing this task duty. I'm not saying this. Who are we asking? Who are we asking? Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not some normal man. Not Mufti sahab. Mufti sahab. Mustafa sallam. Mufti sahab. We're not asking Mufti sahab. We're not speaking to some wali Allah. This is he, the one who's telling us, subhanAllah, who told us all of the news about the universe. He's telling us about this gathering. So what's happening in this gathering, around this gathering? That he saw, he knew, that around us, all four sides, the angels have surrounded us, you. With rahmas, Allah's rahmas have surrounded us. This is happening around us. In reality, how good, fortunate we are coming in. Tell me, isn't it a cheap bargain today we're sitting here? What a great transaction. Is there anything comparable to this gathering in the whole world? Tell me now. Is there anything in the world? Bring me to me now the value of something in the world that can commit to this. Even if you expand this dunya 10 times over, I swear by Allah, it doesn't have the value compared to this gathering. So it's so sad about those people. Why have we come here? For this reason. And how sad about those people. Because those people, they say, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. They say, we love Allah and His Rasulullah. We accept everything He says. Our lives are for Him. This is for him and that. But subhanAllah, one word we've not understand. Rasulullah has said, don't we have yaqeen on these words of Rasulullah? I swear by Allah, if we had yaqeen, then at this moment in time, just like with the ijtama was full, every moment this gathering should be full to the brim. I swear by Allah, this is our yaqeen, how weak it is. Who doesn't like that every moment we should be surrounded by the angels and the mercies? Don't we want this? Don't all of us want this? To be surrounded every second? Then if we want this, why don't we yaqeen that we should do this action every day? Whenever there's a majlis of zikr, come and sit down. Come and sit down and you'll get it. You'll get it. Wherever it is, whenever it is, wherever it is, whenever it is, just do one thing. Allah's Nabi has said that when a gathering takes place, forms an assembly, gathering, dhikr, yaqeen, the rewards Allah will give to His servants, Allah will say that I am giving you the reward on this point. Then you couldn't see nothing, but you loved Allah's Mahbub so much, you had yaqeen on His words, on His statements, that you heard His statements, you left everything, and you came to the majlis. Subhanallah. So what did we leave to come here? That there's a gathering taking place, we've heard about it, we've come here, we take part in the gathering. That's why we're here, and that's why we'll get that reward. So, for example, you know, we have the news in the world, we have yaqeen on the news, when the newspapers printed, look what the news is today, what are the headlines, Spain, this happened today, this country, this happened today, in this country, this is happening, we have yaqeen. Certainty, we believe, when we read, we believe. Don't go to that country, ban, you can't travel there now, and we're listening, we're believing. Brothers, we have iman, we are mu'mins. Leave these articles and headlines and listen to what Rasulullah is saying about right now. I'm telling you a new thing now. Every second, Allah's Nabi has guided us for every second of this life. Forget the dunya. Forget the dunya, what's happening in the dunya. No, don't worry about that. Morning, get up. Think, what's happening in the world right now? What did Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say right now, what's happening in the world? And then adopt that action while Rasulullah SAW is guided for that moment and reject the dunya. In comparison to that, if something big is happening, reject it. You're acquiring something big, forget it. That's wrong. Rasulullah SAW said that right now, this route I'm getting, these things are happening, I will accept that and I will shun that. So the two opposites. Those who, according to Rasulullah's words, they adhere to, there'll be one group, one part. And those who don't go according to Rasulullah, rather they'll follow their whims and desires, that's the other group. So what a big difference between the two, like the gap between the heavens and the earth. One's on the right and one is on the left. So this is all about believing, having faith in the Prophet ﷺ. That's what's happening now. The Prophet ﷺ said when the gathering of dhikr takes place, angels surround it from all four sides. It's happening now. And not just that, Allah's rahmah has also surrounded you. So the angels surrounded you with their wings. They spread them all four sides. They've caught you, grabbed you. They won't let you leave. They've sealed you. Yeah, they control you. Then Allah says, what do I do? What mercy? Well, Allah knows His mercy. Allah says, that rahmah, I've surrounded you with that rahmah. Imagine that. Who doesn't have belief is not a Muslim in this. Who doesn't believe this is not a Muslim. And he who has yaqeen, then why does he leave such a majlis? Say subhanallah. Why does he leave such a majlis? The rewards will be attained based on yaqeen. So why does a person leave the gathering? Run to this gathering. Why? We're going to that gathering where the angels will surround the gathering. Allah's mercy will surround that gathering. Subhanallah. Run. Brothers, let's run there. Sit there. Believe in Allah. Oh brother, where are you going? Let's do this and that. Everything of the dunya, that if there's a sharia excuse that comes, may Allah not allow it to occur. If a sharia excuse comes that stops you, prevents you from this gathering. Otherwise, alhamdulillah, there's no value in the universe compared to this gathering. No value in the universe. I say 500 miles far you have to walk to this gathering. Even that's nothing with the fadl of Allah. I've got yaqeen even today. There are people with such yaqeen, ashiks, lovers who have muhabbat without the akhirah. Such people, if I announce today that all everyone is ijaza, wherever you are, wherever our majalis take place in the week where the khankas, the people are, come on the night of Jummah. I swear by Allah, next Thursday night you see the scene, how many brothers there will be there. You see the scene. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created His lovers. If I announce right now, Thursday night, see the gathering and the crowd. Watch it. How people will suddenly jolt, somebody will come from there. Dhikr of Allah's majlis. We're sitting at 200 miles? What's that? Doesn't make any difference, they'll say. 300 miles? So what? What difference does it make, they'll say? They'll arrive there. After that, if death comes, they imagine the maqam those people will get. The maqam, the status for that effort. Isn't this the case? So this is the fact of this gathering. If Rasulullah said it, that's a fact. Night of Jummah, great night, the day of Jummah. If a person... We're talking about this. Rasulullah said that this day, the night that you can see is a normal day night, but as soon as Jummah arrives, you don't know. This is that day that the whole week cannot compare. Monday cannot compare. Saturday cannot compare. Tuesday cannot compare. Why? Because I have stated, said Rasulullah, I have given the name Sayyidul Ayyam, the greatest day, the chief of the days, the head of the days. Yes? And he's the, for example, I say he's the richest. Can anybody compare to the richest man? Can anybody? That he's the king. Can anyone compare to the king? Nobody can compare to the king. So we'll say fine, Tuesday is on its own, Wednesday is on its own, Thursday is on its own, Monday is on its own. But Jummah, the day of Friday, is the greatest day. It's the sardar of all the week. The chief of the days. Subhanallah. Imagine. So Rasulullah said, if it's the chief of the days, then its day and its details and its seconds must be unique. And it must be ajeeb moments. Or not. Great rules. But what difference do we see? On Saturday, Monday, Friday is the same. We say, oh, it's the same. It's the same day. Nothing different. Wednesday, Friday, we say we have no difference. No. What did Rasulullah say about from this evening after Maghrib? The night of Jummah starts now. From Maghrib until when? Tomorrow Maghrib time. Be attentive, alert, put the antennas up. 24 hours, you should not spend the time the same way like the other 6 days you spend the week. Will you do this, brothers? Inshallah. I'm not giving a speech to you, alhamdulillah. I'm just making us alert, alive. Let's start now. Action stations. May Allah allow that my words have an effect, that you can become alive and passionate, and me as well. This is not the week. We're not going to let Saturday come. We're not going to let it be the same as Monday or Tuesday. We're going to spend Jummah different to the other days. Isn't it? Is that okay? Yeah, not that we won't work. We'll work. We'll do everything. But we'll do those actions. We'll work as well, occupation. But we'll do the actions that are attached to this day of Jummah. Unique for the day of Jummah. Okay, brothers? Understand what I'm saying? Such a great rule. How can we waste it and let it go down the drain? No way. So Saturday, Jummah. Become alert. Attentive in these 24 hours, Allah Ta'ala says, Subhanallah. Now, let's go to the action. The chief of the days, the head of the days, the best day, Allah says that I've made this day so great. So, Rahmas of Jummah are unique. What are they? The Salah you pray on Saturday, you cannot compare to the day of Jummah. On Tuesday, if you pray Salah, cannot compare to Jummah. Why? Because the chief, the head, unique, special. You're praying Salah in the best day, the head of the days, the Sardar of the week. So when you pray Salah on Jummah, you get 70 times more reward, Subhanallah. 70 times. Pray tomorrow's Fajr, 70 times more reward. Tomorrow's Dhuhr, 70 times more reward. Tomorrow's Dhikr in the morning, 70 times greater. And after Dhikr, the Hajj and Umrah, Thawab, Ishraq, Salah, 70 times greater. Ishraq, 70 times greater reward. Surah Yasin, tonight you recite, 70 times greater reward. But we say, now compute it on the spreadsheet. How much more are you going to get? The chief of the days. The day of Jummah says, I'm the king. Rasulullah said, I'm the king of the days. Different days in the Fadail is stated. If you recite Surah Yasin, how many rewards of how many Quran? 10. 10 Quran rewards if you recite Surah Yasin in the other 6 days of the week. How many Quran thawab for reading Surah Yasin? 10 Quran complete thawab on any other day. Okay? So if you read Surah Yasin on Jummah, 10 times more. 10 times 7, 70 times Surah Yasin thawab. 70. And you will get that, multiply that by 1,000. 70,000 thawab for Surah Yasin. Will we recite it? Read it? Whatever good deed you do, sadaqah, khairat, good action, do tasbih, give salam to someone, give food to someone, feed somebody, you'll help somebody, you'll love somebody, give attention to somebody. Whatever good pious action you do, this day says, don't worry, bro. Don't worry, you're sitting in Jummah. You're sitting on the day of Jummah. 70 times multiply the reward. Continue, continue, continue. Only those will do it who have yaqeen. So what should we do? We should push ourselves to the maximum and do good deeds on Jummah. Don't let any sin occur on Jummah. The sin that cancels the good deeds, put the hand on the sins, suppress it down, press it down the sin, and increase the good deeds. And make yourself famous, big, small, good deed, salam, dua, loving, hugging, affection. Whatever deed comes to you, jump on it, embrace it, don't let it go to waste. This is for those people who have yaqeen, strong belief and faith. Conviction that this is truth. Allah has given us such a great opportunity. Look at the greatness of the day of Jum'ah, alhamdulillah. That when you wake up in the morning, pray Fajr, you've prayed it. What day is it? Jum'ah day. What do we do now? Allah's Nabi Sallam said that start the day differently, the day of Jum'ah. You get the thawab more. What? What? Do an action. Do an action. What is the action? Have a bath. Say Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Where they're cold or snowing, what do you have to do? Have a bath. And the rule for this is unique. How? That if you have a bath every day, have a shower. No, it's different. Cut your nails, trim your moustache, and set the beard nicely, and the spare hairs here and there, disheveled, and your nails on the hands and the feet. Don't let the nails increase. Your nails will never increase them. And if your nails don't increase length, then the coronavirus won't come to you either. Watch that. You'll be free. They don't have any cure for coronavirus. But what is the cure eventually? The cure is that wash your hands 5 times. Wash your hands and say Subhanallah. Oh, servants of Allah, blind people. The Nabi Sallam told us years ago this solution. And today, you're running after the solution. Well, they said coronavirus. What's the name of this virus? I can't even, coronacide or this and that. I can't, Allah Ta'ala, don't give me the memory of these viruses. We need to remember the rahmas of Allah, their names. Allah's praises, Subhanallah. So they say, what's the cure? There's no cure. They say, wash your hands. We have to go to the masjid. What should we do? Wash your face. They say, as much as you can, wash your hands and your face. The sickness cannot come to you, they say. This is the solution. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, did he not tell us this so many years ago? Don't we understand now? Say, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. So, we have yaqeen in their solutions and the remedies and vaccines, but we don't have the yaqeen on the Prophet, on the Beloved of Allah, on the night of Jummah. He comes and sits in dhikr, Allah's rahmah surrounds him. envelops him. So why don't we come to dhikr? As long as that illness doesn't come to the world, Allah says the punishments continue to come. The disobedient people have punishments. Remember this. Remember this. That you don't believe in what I say or mean. Look, Allah has created with an insect. The whole world, it spread. I realize that maybe Umrah is being stopped, is what we've heard. Umrah is being stopped. Haven't they locked up? Hasn't Allah locked everyone up and prevented everybody? Hasn't Allah Ta'ala stopped everything? Tell me, where will you earn money from now? Tell me. Subhanallah. Huh? Allah's glory and power. Makkah, who owns it? Allah. Who owns Medina? Allah owns Medina. Who goes? Who Allah sends? Subhanallah. So Allah Ta'ala's locked. Padlocked it. Who are we afraid of? One animal, an insect, the jarasim. We can't even see the germs, the bacteria. We can't control it. We are this, we're big shots, we'll do this. We're powerful, and the heavens and the skies will fly. Okay, fine, let's just do this then, get the vaccine. For doing this, no, wash your hands and your face. Just like do wudu, to get rid of the virus. Subhanallah. Say subhanallah, subhanallah. This is our status and power. We are not capable. We have iman. Why should we be mad, brothers? Why are we mad and crazy? Promise from today in your life that live your life according to the sunnah. Allah has put so much barakat in the beard. But we don't want to keep the beard until the germs don't fight with our skin. Yeah? Allah Ta'ala, His glory and His power, He gives an opportunity, chance. When we totally become like apes and monkeys, then Allah says, I'll use the other method. Now you see how you run around after me. Then you don't get the cure. Yes, Allah's Nabi Sallallahu has said to us, keep the beard. Okay, we'll keep the beard. That's it. Close your eyes. Why? Our yaqeen should be so great. All the rahmas are in the Prophet Sallallahu's order. That's it. Doesn't matter what happens, how many people are opposed to it, whatever, people laugh against it. No, we are mad upon mad. We don't want to keep it. No, can't keep it. It's too difficult. We don't even understand. Oh, servant of Allah, why don't you have yaqeen? Allah's Nabi Sallallahu has said that stand upside down and drink water, then all the solutions are in standing upside down and drinking water. If Rasul says sit down and drink water, then sit down and drink water. Why don't you stand and drink it? No, you don't know, brother. Everything is in sitting down and drinking water. All the shifa, the cure. This is the yaqeen you should have. Certainly, never will the germs bacteria come. Allah Ta'ala doesn't make those people sick. There will be no germs in that person's body. No illnesses in his life will be created. Imagine where that insect came, the germ, and all the countries traveling stopped, sealed. That you can't come to a country, you don't come to a country, travel ban, turf him out, expel him, put masks on, do this and that. This is our hal as human beings. To this extent, our greatest places of worship, Allah Ta'ala has padlocked them, sealed them. So many people have lost out, they bought tickets, flights, their desires, they had du'as, they were desperate to travel there, they had the du'as. We've heard they're even turning people back from there. These are our amal. Allah, we've displeased Him so much. Allah's turned them back. And even now, not the case that the door slammed shut. Allah says, I'll just show you a bit of my power that maybe now you'll understand. But we're so monkeys and apes, we still won't correct ourselves. We're animals. Such great hadith I've told you today. But when the morning comes, even then nobody will come to dhikr. Even then, we should have yaqeen. No, so where's the, oh, the angels, where the angels are going to come from? No, I don't believe in that. Where's the mercy going to come from? I don't believe in that. Will you come to dhikr in the morning? Inshallah, true promise. Okay, let's see, what a great hadith. Okay, Juma. What was Allah Ta'ala saying? This is not a normal day. What should we do? Every day is normal. Allah says, I don't tell you to have a bath. You can have a bath or not if you want, but have a bath now, Juma. Okay, Allah will have a bath. How should you have a bath? Trim your moustache. Correct your beard. Cut your nails. Okay. Oh, don't wear these clothes on Juma. Wear those clothes that you don't wear on other days. Clean, pure. Don't have to be rich. Allah's Nabi kept a separate attire for Jummah, say subhanAllah. His blanket, his sheet for Jummah was separate. Hazrat Aisha Sadiqa radiallahu ta'ala states that every Jummah Rasulullah used to take that garment out, wear it, then put it back. SubhanAllah. Because he knew what was Jummah. He understood, he could see is Jummah. And we are monkeys, we don't even know. Yes, whether you see it or not. Rasulullah saw it and he told us that this is Jummah. Say subhanAllah, subhanAllah. Okay, fine. New attire. Then don't wear colourful and what you feel like. Rasulullah said special attire he took out for Jummah. Separate clothes for Jummah. Remember this. Separate attire. Imamah for Jummah, separate. Kameez, separate. Vest, separate. MashaAllah. Whatever you wear, underwear, separate. Everything separate. SubhanAllah. This is the Jummah clothes. Has everybody got the case? Have you got them hanged in your wardrobe? Ready for Jummah? Then we're stupid. Allah's Nabi is saying so much barakat in Jummah. Don't wear the same topi on Jummah. New topi on Jummah. New socks on Jummah. New means the Jummah separate attire. It's written or hanged or there's a note. These are the clothes for Jummah. Separate. According to your capability. If you've got more money or more clothes, wear according to that capability. The amount of means Allah's given to you, then make Allah's ni'mas apparent. If you've earned halal and you've got good clothes, then wear good and halal clothes on Jummah. Okay, brothers? Next. So you put the clothes on. Allah's Nabi says it's fine. Then come out. Come out. Every day we go to Dhuhr. No. Go in a different way today to Jummah. SubhanAllah. Today when you come out of your home, do another action. Ya Allah, what is the action? They send durood upon me. SubhanAllah. Send durood. Don't forget this. Allah's Nabi said. Why? He said, don't. New action. Don't forget it. It's Jummah. And on the day of Jummah, what happens? Is that Allah Ta'ala has made a team of angels. They're wandering around in the streets. Say SubhanAllah. There's a team, select of angels. Who are they? They're a durudi team, durudi angels. Just like they are dhikr angels, they are durudi angels. They wander around in the streets and roads and looking for the majalis. People, they're looking, they don't look for anything else. What they're looking for, listening to? Shall I tell you what is? Where is that smell of durud sharif coming from in the world? Sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They are durudi angels. They are wandering around in the world. And what is their task? Wherever they see or hear somebody is reciting durood sharif, straight away they take that durood, they grab it. Straight away Allah says they come to me and present it to me. Sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So recite durood when you're coming to Jummah. What, are you going to do these actions tomorrow? No? Fine. You come to the masjid, sit down. When you sit in the masjid, stay silent. Wherever you get space, don't jump over people. Don't dodge people. Don't barge people. Wherever you get space, silence, sit down. Don't speak to him left or right. Today is a different day. Jummah day. Sit down. Imam Sahib, listen to him. Yes? Allah Ta'ala, SubhanAllah, gives ilham, inspiration, and makes the people say good things. You'll hear good things that we need. And they will speak according to that. Listen to his khutbah. The khutbah of Imam Sahib. Silent. How dare you speak with silence. Listen attentively to the Imam. Because Allah's Noor is descending at the time of the khutbah. Listen and look at the Imam. Look at the Imam, SubhanAllah. Do ziyarah of the Imam who's giving the khutbah. Look at him. That's it. Sit down silent. Then pray salah, Jummah. Then silent, no speaking. Then during the khutbah, don't speak. Sit down. Pray salah. The tawfiq Allah has given to you. Pray salatul Jummah. After Jummah salah, SubhanAllah. What now? The Quran comes in between. Allah Ta'ala says, SubhanAllah. What is that verse? Surah Jummah. What should we do? After praying salah, Allah Ta'ala says, وَاذْكُرُ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا لَلَكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ SubhanAllah. This is Surah Jummah. Why? Because Allah Ta'ala says there will be another action. That now you have come to my home. After Salatul Jummah, you have to go back to the world. Taxi driver will drive his taxi. Shop owner will open his shop. Businessman will run his business. Every man will go back to the dunya. Allah says, fine, go to the dunya. But that job you'll do now, if you want to get my fadl and grace in your work, what do you want? My fadl, my grace, driving taxi. Then wealth upon wealth will come to you. Running your shop, customers will flood into your shop. Whatever action you're about to do, you are a teacher or a student, Allah says, I'll put my fadl and my grace into all of your actions. What? Allah says, sit down after Salatul Jummah, do a little bit of dhikr after Jummah. SubhanAllah. SubhanAllah. Do we do dhikr? Definitely in this masjid after Jummah, salah, there's dhikr. 10 minutes maraqba, alhamdulillah. Total preparation Allah has made. The things that Allah Ta'ala wants us to do, what He had to give us, He's prepared that. Open the shops for that. But we are monkeys. Tomorrow we'll frown, stand in front of Allah. Allah, I didn't know. You didn't know Allah says? Such a big masjid. You didn't know Masjid Zakariya? Did you not hear the announcement on the board that were written, announced? The Quran says, Did the Quran not say Allah will say? That pray Jummah, after Salatul Jummah, what should you do? وَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا فَانْتَشِرُوا Allah says, then depart and leave my home, Allah says. Then get out into the dunya and then see my rahmah, how it descends. Then Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, sit down and do maraqabah for a short while. Remember Allah, don't run from the masjid. Don't scarper. It's Jummah, pray fard or run out of the masjid. No, pray Jummah. After that, sit down. Then look towards Allah. If my fadal comes to you, my karam, my blessings, then I establish my majlis, then quickly come and join that majlis, that gathering. What a great karam in this masjid, tell me, ya mercy. Is this not the case? But what happens? Does this not happen in this masjid? After Jummah, does the halaqah take place of dhikr? Then sit down and see. Those 10 minutes will pass for you as if you are floating in the heavens. Floating in the heavens. Such a majlis takes place. So this should force you, Allah says, that don't pray salah in those masjids where you don't get this. Go and pray in that masjid where Allah Ta'ala's dhikr is acquired. Will you come tomorrow here? Will you? Inshallah. You may have to travel a little bit. So what? What difference does it make? What do you get? Tell me. In that masjid, why? Look, for example, there's a sale in a shop, a sale. And in the other shop, there's no sale. So which shop will you go to? The sale shop. Yaar, it's free. 50% discount. Am I mad going to the shop where it's full price? So subhanAllah, haven't we got akal? Brain, why are you going to that masjid where you'll get salah? In this masjid, you'll get the dhikr of Allah as well. Subhanallah. So doesn't your car move to that masjid? Don't you have to put a bit of petrol in that car to get it here? Tell me, will you come in the morning? Inshallah, come and pray salah here in the morning. That's the enjoyment. Have yaqeen in Allah's words. Allah's words have belief in them. Then do the action. Then we know that action will give that reward to that person in the hereafter, because he had belief and faith. And there's no dhikr in any other masjid, just Masjid Zakariya is dhikr. We should run here. I'll pray Jummah there. I want the thawab more. Every city, wherever you are, sit down. Say, leave this city. I've got time, I've got a car. I'll pray and go back. And when we go and come back, today is Jummah. Then the rewards will be multiplied 70 times over. Imagine that. This is how we should count for the akhirah. Count. This is profit. Do you understand what I'm saying, brothers, or not? They're a little bit different. Isn't it, my words? But they are very factual. Jummah, we don't even know what is Jummah. Then once you've done this, Allah's rewards have been accumulated. Allah's fadl has been promised. Everything's been promised by Allah. You've done all this, isn't it? Then Allah says, go to your homes and enjoy. Now what? No, don't go empty-handed, Allah says. No, look at the rewards you've got from this tariqah of doing this. Your habits, you got up in the morning, had a bath. Yes, you'll have to have a bath on Jummah. You have to cut your nails, trim your moustache, and wear the new, different attire, fresh clothes. You'll take those clothes off the hanger, waistcoat for Jummah. Yeah, nice clothes for Jummah, topi for Jummah, cap for Jummah, imamah for Jummah. You'll take it, put it on, then look at the reward you'll get. Allah says the reward is so great that from this Jummah to the next Jummah, all of your sins forgiven. SubhanAllah. There's a hadith that said 3 days all extra include in that. Yeah, 3 days add to that. That's a big guarantee and stamp. What a great fact that in these days a person dies, doesn't he? We die. We're weak. I'm weak. I'm very weak. So many sins to my name, nothing else. What a great assistance that if we do amal on this one hadith, when you come, the angels will come to take our life and will take out of our pocket and say, what's this, the promise that the Prophet ﷺ gave? Oh, go, he's taken out the promise from the pocket and they'll salute us. Go into paradise, go into paradise. You're free. What a great file. Look where it takes us. What loss is there in having a bath, brothers? What loss is there in applying the surma, the eyeliner? What's the loss in putting on the itar, the fragrance? Is there any loss? Do the miswak, is there any loss? Is there loss? Will you do it this way for Jummah? Yes? So that's the program schedule. Get up in the morning, bath, properly have a bath, wear clean clothes, new, fresh clothes. We'll put on that color that Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam likes. That tomorrow we need to spend according to Rasulullah's preference. Rasulullah, what did you like? I like white the best on Jummah, said Rasulullah. I love Imamah most of all. I like applying the surma, the eyeliner most of all. I love applying the fragrance, the perfume. Will you do all of this? Inshallah. So tomorrow's day, we give for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Not my preference. I feel like doing this today. I wear yellow clothes tomorrow. And I do this action and put this powder on, this color and this action. Say no. I will crush my desires, put my nafs aside. Today, Jummah, I give to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's not haram. None of those things are haram, what I just mentioned, fine, whatever you wear. But today, I want to take the preference of who? Allah's Nabi. Imamah like that, white imamah. All colors are fine, but white imamah, because Rasulullah liked it on Jummah. Put surma on, put the fragrance on. Okay? Okay, let's continue. So the point is this, brothers, it's all based on yaqeen. Belief and faith. I've just mentioned a few actions of day of Jummah, night of Jummah, and it's Rajab, and the value, so many rewards, so many doors for rewards. The angels say that when this monkey, when he starts doing good actions, we're monkeys, aren't we? Monkeys, apes. So if we get akal and brain, then Allah's angels say we get tired of writing the rewards. The angels say we're like machines. Allah's opened so many doors that they say we get tired. Look how much thawab they're getting, these people. So what we should do, these few points I've shared with you today, we should practice on them. Okay? It's fine, isn't it? After that, final point. Rajab, first, we've got the first Jummah, say Alhamdulillah, the first night of Jummah, Rajab, we've got today. I'm just summarizing what we've discussed today. Today's ni'mas, today's rewards right now. Because today's day and night is unique from the rest of the world. Why? Because it's different from last Friday. This Jummah will come once in the year, say Subhanallah. How many times will it come in the year? Once. The first night of Jummah in Rajab. Congratulations to those people sitting in dhikr today. Congratulations to those who've come to dhikr today. Congratulations. Loss for those people who didn't come to dhikr today. And those who are present and those who are listening online, they are also included in the women folk, the men folk. They're included. They're with us, all of them. All in the world, whoever's listening in the world, they're all gathered with us, included in the same group, the same majlis. MashaAllah. Okay? So today we've got the first night of Jummah on Rajab. The first night of Jummah on Rajab. Then we've also got the night of Jummah. We've learned today all the promises we made that we're going to do this and this and this tomorrow. We've got that. So what do we need to do now? What have we got this due to? Say Subhanallah. Due to what? All of these things we've attained due to what? What was it that we've gathered in Jummah? We're collected on Jummah. We've attained the night of Jummah. Beautiful words we've heard. Good words we've heard, haven't we? Have we had good words? Beautiful, enjoyable words. Our ilm has increased due to whose barakah? Whose barakah? What factor has caused all of this? What factor has caused all of this? Listen to the hadith, I will explain to you. Listen to it, your heart will be happy. Allah's Nabi, Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet of Allah. Imagine his style of this hadith. The style of the hadith, listen to it. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I swear by Allah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I swear by Allah. What did he say? I swear. Who? By Allah I swear. Imagine the passion in his words. Imagine the content of his words. I swear by Allah, he said. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He swear by Allah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did. He swore by Allah and said, those people in paradise, they will have the highest status. Subhanallah. Imagine. In Jannah, they will have the highest status. Didn't say Jannah they will go to. He didn't say they will be given a station in Jannah. He said, I swear by Allah, these people will have the highest station in Jannah. Paradise. Imagine. Shocking news. Breaking news. Hadith. Who are those fortunate people? Who? Who will have the highest level. Allah's Nabi swore by Allah and said this. He didn't have to do that. Why did he swear by Allah? Subhanallah. Why did he swear by Allah? And say this statement. He swore by Allah for this reason. That imagine those people, so great, fantastic they'll be, that they'll get to the highest station in Jannah. From my ummah they will be. And another reason also for swearing in Allah's name. That there'll come a time, there'll be monkeys and apes in that time. They will hear, I'll swear by Allah. Even then they won't believe in my words. That's why he swore by Allah. Today, let's see who has yaqeen in Rasulullah. He swore by Allah. Let's see who has yaqeen today. He said, even then they won't have yaqeen. Despite me saying is enough. It's enough for me to say. To the whole universe becomes law. What Rasulullah says becomes law for the universe. That's enough. But today our hal is such. Allah's Nabi swore by Allah and said, I swear by Allah. Those people, men and women, will be in the highest level of paradise. The greatest abode in Jannah.
Ya Rasulullah, who will be those people? Who? Tell us, please. Allah's Nabi Sallam stated, those people, it will be those people who sit on the soft beds and mattresses even and do the dhikr of Allah. Sit in the most simplest of places. Imagine the importance and greatness of dhikr of Allah. Those people, men and women, who sit on the soft and easy places, sit on mattresses or couches and do what? Allah's dhikr they're doing, they remember Allah. They'll be so great and elevated and fantastic people. I swear by Allah, Allah will give them the highest level in paradise. Imagine, this is the dhikr of Allah, my friends. This is the dhikr of Allah. Look at the importance, the greatness. So this action, due to this we are gathered today. That's why we're getting these rewards. If Allah's dhikr was present, would me and you sit here? Would we be here? Would you come? Would Mulana sahab come? Would this Mulana come? Would this Mufti sahab come? Nobody would be here. But they're here. Due to dhikr we've come. Allah Ta'ala said, due to you coming for dhikr, I'm giving all of these rewards to you. Thus, now pay attention to this hadith. Look at the depth of this day. Rasulullah said, those who are sitting on warm and soft tender beds, and they do dhikr of Allah. So this is that action, the dhikr of Allah, subhanallah. Allah loves this action so much, his dhikr, his remembrance, he loves this action. And task is so beloved to Allah, that the more ease and comfort you do this action with, the more ease and comfort along with you do this action, Allah gives such a great level. Then those people who make effort and work hard and give sacrifices and crush their desires and do the dhikr of Allah, then imagine their reward, what will it be? What will their reward? Who get up in the morning, tajjud time, do dhikr of Allah, crush their desires, and they go to majlis and do dhikr of Allah. They have to spend money on petrol and fuel, and they hear swear words and mocking, and 1,000 miles away they'll travel, they learn dhikr of Allah. Those people who struggle and strive, imagine their maqam. When the people who are sitting in the masjid or sitting on their mattresses and couches get this reward, Allah's Nabi is swearing by Allah, they will get the highest level in Jannah. So those people who struggle and strive and make effort and do dhikr of Allah and crush their desires, and they want to do the remember, they don't feel like getting up, traveling to do dhikr, making effort. The nafs doesn't accept. But alhamdulillah, today in this day and age, in this generation, they give such a big sacrifice. Allah says He will not leave empty handed. If they get this reward, they sit on their mattresses and couches and beds and do dhikr in the warmth and get the reward, then you think He'll get less reward if He does so much effort to do dhikr? Will He get less reward? Say subhanallah, subhanallah. One point is this that we learn from this hadith, and another point, listen to. Another point, soft and tender and warm beds. Subhanallah. What does this mean? That the bed, the mattress is such a place, subhanallah. Say subhanallah. So that my speed can be maintained so I can understand, because I need to understand so I can share it with you. The bed, the couch, the mattress is the most dangerous place. Why? Because that's the end for the individual. The bed is the end of the day or the end of the phase for that individual. When a person goes to the mattress tired, upset, distressed, shaitans around him, all the dirty actions happen on that bed. A person who's, for example, who's married, even then whatever's going to happen, happens on that bed. And a person, he is detaching himself from the dunya, he's thinking from the morning, when I go in the night, I'll do this, I'll do that. And he's thinking about sleeping and bed. So the most lazy and negligent time is when? The time of when going to the bed. Ghaflat. Ignorance. Laziness. The bed is the sign of ghaflat. Laziness. Neglect. Man says, I don't even do this. I'm so lazy when I get on my mattress. I don't even recite Surah Ikhlas 3 times, he says. That he has, whoever recites Surah Ikhlas will get this, will get this reward. He says, as soon as I go to the mattress, my eyes shut, snoring. Why? Because the dunya from morning till evening is tired. And when the things in the mind, the problems, issue, ta'aleem, this masala, that masala, problem, I have to do this tomorrow, planning, scheduling, pay him, this money doesn't think. He says, the greatest time of laziness is what? When a person arrives to the bed. Isn't it? So for that reason, Rasulullah has stated and given us advice that that place of laziness and negligence, the place of greatest negligence where sleep overtakes you, wife is present,
Nafs and desires are present. Everything is present. If there you sit down and do dhikr of Allah, then he will get the highest station in paradise. The highest station in paradise. So proven are two things from this hadith. One is this, that who works hard, he works hard, what will be his maqam. And number two, that the time of negligence, when a person, the dunya is immersed to you, and the bed is the symbol of dunya. When dunya is drowned in ghaflat, negligence, and the luggage and the items of the negligence are there, how many obstacles there were between you coming here tonight, phone ringing, outside ringing, message, notification, walking, talking. Yani is the azim generation of ghaflat today, negligence. On every footstep, there are tools and devices to take you off the tracks. Is this not the case? Tell me. The bed is a simple example Rasulullah gave. That just like the bed makes a person ghafil, the same way in that day and age that is now, that will be devices of ghaflat, negligence, means and mediums. People who are old will be affected, all sitting down in the evening, they're looking at this, so look at the program that's coming now, what's happening today, boxing, and this action, and duas, and on the walls they'll be attached, the walls will have these big things, and they'll be watching weird things, dramas, I don't know, I've never watched them, but I've heard about it. On the walls they put this, their thing, to look at these things and scenes. Elderly people, forget the youngsters, when there's so much darkness in the day and age of fitna, in that day and age, if a young man gets up and names me and remembers me, subhanallah, and does the dhikr of Allah, then subhanallah. Forget the old people. Today the youngsters, look at them with black beards. The whole dunya, they put it to one side. They put their laziness to one side. They leave their homes. They leave their wives. And such big programs and schedules, they leave on the night of Jummah. They come to the dhikr of Allah. Then imagine the reward for those people. Imagine those people about whom Rasulullah said, I swear by Allah, and say, for these youngsters, for these people who in this day and age of negligence and laziness, they come and sit in the majlis and remember Allah, then I, their Nabi, say clearly that Allah will send them to the highest level of paradise. Highest level of paradise. So today, great facts. Rasulullah is swearing by Allah. If we make a habit today of dhikr, then it's a great magnanimous action, my brothers. Two things we learn today. Listen clearly. Number one, Rajab, Allah's month of Rajab is inviting us. Listen to what I'm saying. Rajab, this month, yes, I started with that. First night of Jummah of Rajab is inviting us to this fact. What is this fact? That Ramadan has come. Yeah? Allah's just praised Ramadan in this dua. Just praised. Today is third, isn't it? Or fourth of Rajab. So quickly, time. Allah saying, Ramadan is coming. What does this mean, O Muslims? Allah's Nabi has told you in advance that in Rajab has informed you before Ramadan's coming. Ramadan's about to come. Do one action. First and foremost, do this action. What? That do tawbah today. Repent. Prepare yourself today. Don't waste me, says the night of Rajab. Don't waste me. Allah's Nabi's message is the same. Tonight, what do we need to do? Tawbah, repentance. Those brothers who have not done repentance, after dhikr, come forward, present yourselves, do tawbah. Secondly, the message is do the dhikr of Allah. Dhikr of Allah. Today, if we start dhikr of Allah, alhamdulillah, and we bring it to our lives, dhikr, Allah's Nabi has sworn by Allah that in this day and age of ghaflat, negligence, ignorance, he will be given the highest level in Jannah. SubhanAllah. So why should we waste this? Why should we learn dhikr and leave and do tawbah and leave? Whoever has done these two actions, then I've got yaqeen, belief that Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then we have yaqeen and belief in Rasulullah's words that these rules are attained and these things happen as a fact that Rasulullah has told us and prescribed to us. And whoever scared still and afraid, then brothers, Allah forgive. Allah knows best. That is just like the sicknesses are spreading now, then that will make us become alert and alive and believe. Nothing else. Let's ask Allah, seek refuge and protection in Allah from Allah's adab, His displeasure. Allah Ta'ala give us khair and goodness and afiyah and health. And Allah, that whatever Rasulullah has told us, His words that have arrived to us, we should embrace them and implement them. So there's two things we need to do. Number one, tawbah, repent. Number two, alongside, in parallel with tawbah is what? Dhikr of Allah. Remembrance of Allah. Learn dhikr and then depart. Inshallah, such dhikr I'll teach you. Such dhikr your heart will become alive. Walking, talking, traveling, you'll remember Allah, inshallah. Two rewards you got, then consider your life, you've attained everything. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Ameen.
Allahumma khfir lana zunubana wa zulmana wa hazlana wa jaddana wa khat'ana wa madana kulla zalika indana. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu minaz zalimin. Ya hayyu ya qayyum bi rahmatika nasta'in. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب يا مصرف القلوب سلم قلوبنا على طاعتك اللهم صمتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان وأشرنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم استعملنا بسنته ونفعنا بمحبته واشرنا في زمرته يا كريم اللهم إنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان عليك البلاء ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله يا قاضي الحاجات اقض حاجاتنا يا دافي البليات ادفع بلياتنا يا شافي الأمراض اشفع مرادنا اللهم اعفنا في بدني اللهم اعفنا في سمعي اللهم اعفنا في بصري لا إله إلا أنت ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم لم يرحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم لم يرحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا يا الله ہمارے ماں باپ کو بخش دے اللهم لم يرحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا واستاذينا ومشايخنا وجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات اللهم منهم والنوات برحمتك يا رحم الراحمين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. آمين.